Holiness, God's Plan for Fullness of Life, by Henry Blackaby and Carrie Skinner. Introduction. These messages are the heart of my present ministry. Preached in one form or another, these truths have developed in my life over many years. They are my life messages to God's people, as God calls us to renewal, revival, and spiritual awakening. These truths first began to make a deep impression on my life as a young boy. I can remember listening to my layman father teach and preach. He began a church in a dance hall in a very sinful city on the northern coast of British Columbia, Canada. He saw broken lives in an alcohol-soaked city. He wept before the Lord over the condition of the people. Time and again he preached passionately on sin, repentance, the fear of God, and holiness. Sin in the lives of desperate people overwhelmed him as he lived out his Christian life with integrity. He remained true in his personal holiness. Our family also lived our lives under the deep conviction of the return of the Lord and its accompanying accountability. All this left a deep impression on my young life. As a young man, my life and message were also shaped toward repentance and revival through the many stories and pictures my family received from China during the great Shantung Revival. My aunt and uncle were missionaries in China during those awesome and exciting times of revival. During the early days of my ministry, God convinced me of His holiness and the need for His people to return to Him. God used the writings of Oswald Chambers and Duncan Campbell to impact me deeply. The year before I came to Faith Baptist Church in Saskatoon to become their pastor, Duncan Campbell had been in the city. He left a significant mark on the city and indicated God's promise of revival.